Time now in our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerruti, head coach of the Beavers. Tommy knew the month of November was going to be a challenge. Big picture, 5-3-2 through that. That's all right, isn't it?
Absolutely. No, it was a tough month, and we played a lot of good hockey teams. We had some tough road games, and again, we survived it well. We'll take that 5-3-2 record that you said, Schulze, and now we got to move on, though.
You won in some different ways in November. Big picture, how important is that?
Well, I guess it's important. I mean, you have to. I tell our players this all the time. You got to know how to win many different ways, and you got to know how to win 2-1. You got to know how to win 1-0. If you're not feeling it, you got to know how to figure that one out. You got to make sure you win with your power play. You got to win 5-on-5. You got to win so many different ways, Schulze. And we found ways to win different ways, and hopefully, again, that's what you want to build on throughout the year.
Fairly certain you're going to agree with this statement. Matias maybe covered up some warts in November. Number one, that's his job. Number two, he's played a lot of hockey. That being really good when you need to be, that comes with experience, doesn't it?
I agree. And, those guys at times have to be your best player. And it's, the pitcher and the quarterback and the goalie are all the same.
You played a lot of freshmen last week. You never know when injuries are going to happen. You never know when you're going to need them to play. How important was getting them action against really good teams and testing them?
Well, we got good players, and that's what's tough right now. We haven't had injuries. Like, it's crazy. And, usually by this time you've had your share of injuries. Everybody's playing. You can see how everybody's doing. You got to try to keep spirits up. But we also see these freshmen, like the coaching staff doesn't think it's a big deal. Like, people are going, oh, my gosh, you're changing your lineup. Well, we're changing our lineup because, again, we think, we have a lot of guys that can play, and it doesn't matter. And everybody adds value, and everybody has value.
Having a lot of guys that can play certainly beats the alternative, doesn't it?
Well, I do. I think everybody has that, though. I mean, I think most of our rosters are the same way, whether it's ours or Lake Superior's or anybody else's for that matter. I mean, so many times guys just want opportunity. And the other thing that you have, when you put freshmen in the lineup, they are going to play not only hard, but you're going to get a lot of mileage out of them because, again, they want to play more. And there's nothing like building competition within your team, and it's good for those upperclassmen to sit there and say, okay, I better make sure, too, that I obviously pay attention to details and I compete hard, and now there's competition again.
More with Coach Cerruti when we come back. Corner Bar pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerruti. Lake State 5-1 in league play. Struggled a little bit out of conference, but they played a tough schedule, too. When you see 5-1, going to St. Thomas and sweep as a coach, does that raise a few red flags?
No, because, again, Schulze, I'm going to go back to it. I have so much respect for every team in our league, so it doesn't matter. Like, I don't even worry about records, or I don't look at those things. I don't even know what their non-conference record is. You just mentioned it wasn't very good. I don't even know. It's weird. I don't look at, like, schedule results. There's a lot of things I don't even look at, because I just know what I'm getting into, and I just know how good everybody is, and there's how much respect that we have for everybody. So it doesn't even raise an eyebrow to me. It's just we're playing Lake Superior State, a team that we played in the semifinals last year, who was pretty young, so I just know they got a heck of a hockey team.
They got a lot of new names on that roster. What have you noticed about some of their new faces as you've prepared for the week?
Well, 15, I notice a lot. 15's on their top power play. He's got a bomb. He's a right shot D. And, he's the one guy I notice a lot. And actually, a lot of our other guys who are impacting him are just, again, guys who just put another year, sophomores who are juniors who have evolved, and freshmen who have become sophomores. And, again, they do a good job year in and year out developing players and having a good, consistent team.
They've been really, really good with a lead this year, as have you. You've always said that scoring first is always important in this building in particular. You haven't won a lot when you haven't scored first. Is it more important this weekend in this building against this team?
Well, I just think it's the road in general, Schulze. You want to score first in the road, it sure helps.
They've got four players in double digits in points. After that, how deep are they?
Well, I just think they're competitively deep, and they've got a good blend of offense and compete, and I just know how well coached they are as well. So. They don't give up leads, and they don't give games away.
You mentioned being on the road is tough. This place has been a challenge the last couple of years for you here. It's not the longest trip. certainly not the easiest road trip, is it?
No, it's a tough one. It's a tough one. It's a tough place to play, and we play a lot. We've still won our share of games here in the past, but it's not an easy place. So, but again, let's just drop the puck, and it's a new year, and let it play out.
Good luck.
Thanks, Schulze.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers, starting lineups next on the Beavers.